248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
Alabama coach Nick Saban is retiring.
There's no argument to me counter to Nick Saban being the greatest college football coach of all time. There's no argument.
One of three will be too late, and UCF has knocked off number three Kansas.
An absolute stunner in front of a sold-out crowd for the program's first Big 12 win.
I'm holding someone's shoe. I don't know whose this is. I don't have a clue, but I've got a shoe. That's how wild this game has been.
This morning's eye-opener is presented by Progressive, making it easy to bundle and
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of conservatives in Racine County are launching a recall campaign against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Matthew Snorick of Union Grove filed the paperwork on Wednesday. He says that Voss is blocking fair elections in Wisconsin by not moving to impeach the state's top election administrator, Megan Wolf. In a statement, Voss called the recall a waste of time, resources, and effort. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's state Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step towards a more fair and functional legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Nate Wiggeho, Civic Media News.
Golden Eagles lose to Butler. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 11th ranked Marquette Golden Eagles could not hit from the three-point line. They lost at home to the Butler Bulldogs, 69-62. Guard Sean Jones went down hard in the second half.
Don't have anything official, but it looks like Sean sustained a knee injury. We'll get an MRI.
Marquette's head coach Shaka Smart. Number 15th ranked Wisconsin with a win on the road. They beat Ohio State 71-60. The Badgers have now won five in a row. NFL, the Seattle Seahawks looking for a new head coach. Pete Carroll is out after 14 seasons in Seattle. He's 72. The Packers practicing indoors for Sunday's game in Dallas. Green Bay, the youngest team in the postseason. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy.
They got some new faces, played a lot of guys in their secondary, throughout the year. Have seen Jordan a few times in the breakdowns. It's really just getting tuned with the matchups.
That's Mike McCarthy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We are keeping an eye on another winter storm system that'll have the potential to bring 4 to 5 to 6 or more inches of snow starting late tonight, with strong wind gusts and blowing snow Friday into Saturday. Stay tuned for updates. Today will be cloudy, 29. Snow will start late tonight with a low of 14. Snow and wind tomorrow, 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
On this Thursday, January 11th, 2024, 7:06, nice to have you along on Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wissota across the Civic Media Radio Network. A reminder, you can reach us here at 844-967-2789. You can call or text that number, 844-967-2789. Send us a note, radio at upnorthnewswi.com, or put a comment on the Up North News Facebook page or the Civic Media Facebook page, where you can watch us as a live video feed as well. And if you were watching that, you'd see that Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot is standing by. And what are we? Are you in Wausau proper, or is it the greater Wausau area?
I'm in Wausau proper.
Here's a proper Brittany Merlot from Wausau, who, for folks watching on the video feed, also want to know, why does Luke describe himself on screen as Ice Road Trucker? It's apparently that kind of a day on the roads across much of Wisconsin, Brittany.
Okay, yes, it is. I mean, we got that light, fluffy snow out there. So I've been getting reports. It's slippery, especially on the county roads, town roads. Is that Luke? Did you drive on those?
Look at Luke and Kristen. They're both like nodding, very enthusiastically, going, "Preach!"
Yes. Very early this morning, I drove through downtown Sun Prairie. It wasn't too bad, but I hit County Road N, and that was slick. Typically a 55 mile an hour, and I was going probably only 35. It was not well plowed, so I was making sure every curve that I was hitting that I was going nice and slow. And most of I-94, the semis, it is not fun to pass.
Where's the traffic helicopter here?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I feel like we're getting
you can do it, Pat. Careful. Don't hurt yourself, though.
Yeah, you kind of look like you belong in a zoo when you do that.
You make sound effects however you can, Kristen.
I will say the sound effect was on point, though.
Thank you. Thank you, Brittany. Please continue. We'll mute the others here. Go right ahead.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. So temperatures right now are below freezing. We did get a lighter, fluffier snow. And when that compacts, it turns into ice on the roads. Please be careful out there. And of course, they're treating the bigger roads first. So the town roads, the county roads, they're going to stay slick even longer. So here we go throughout our day today. The snow is still falling towards Lake Michigan into Milwaukee, Green Bay area. That will kick on out of here within the next 2 hours. So after that, we'll be stuck in the calm before the storm. One of those, once again, will be mostly cloudy. We could see a few pockets of sunshine throughout the afternoon, but by 3 o'clock, we start to really get overcast, cloudy. We'll go to bed first. And then the snow is going to start around 3 a.m. So we're not going to see it starting unless you're a night owl or something like that, or early morning, you're going to start to see a little bit. So we are looking at a winter storm watch in effect that will likely turn to a winter storm warning by this afternoon. They wait until it's closer to make it a warning there. So the winter storm watch right now is from 6 a.m. Friday through noon on Saturday for 6 inches or more. I am forecasting, just everybody expect, a good widespread 5 to 8 once again. This even includes Wausau. We could finally get some. We missed out on the last one. Eau Claire as well. You could see some of that. Now, the heaviest totals, those are still to be determined. Of course, that's moving around. But we could see double-digit totals once again. That could be into southern Wisconsin, Madison, possibly into Waukesha as well, Fox Valley, northern Illinois areas. So we're going to keep track of that, where the heaviest is going to be hitting. But the heaviest snow rates, when it's going to be coming down the heaviest, will be from 6 a.m. tomorrow through 6 p.m. And those winds, again, whipping up to 40 miles per hour. This one's going to be stronger than the last storm. It's actually as strong as the storm that hit the Edmund Fitzgerald. When that sank back then, 1975, I think it was, that's how strong of a storm this one is going to be.
Okay.
So vicious winds, power outages possible. Plan for that, treacherous travel.
Okay, so Luke is, I don't look in the background there. I think I see the official Civic Media sleeping bag back behind the chair there. So.
I'll bring it with me just in case for tomorrow. But, I mean, I'll be here by 6, so I'll be in the worst of it but while
you,
we're
didn't
in
you
the
hear
booth
her
together.
Say about 3 a.m. it might get started? So
We are essential workers. I have to make sure that I'm in this chair so I can get all of this important information out to the people of Wisconsin.
And he'll have the best road reports then.
Yeah.
Drive slow.
Yeah, exactly.
Very slow.
I was very cautious. I made sure there was... I was probably the smallest car that was going the speed that I was going, though. There was a lot of trucks that weren't too fond that I was going into the left lane to, you know, pass the semis. But I was very methodical about it. I was not aggressive. I was not driving too fast. I made sure that I got here to work on time. And that was the important part.
Safety first.
Yes. You know what? Even if you're late, though, safety first.
Yes, right.
Sorry.
And Brittany, the cold air on the backside of this is going to be rather noticeable, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, we're going to get slapped hard with this cold air. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to describe it. We're not ready for it. We haven't felt it in a long time. It's not going to feel good at all. I'm talking by Sunday, high temperatures, even into Madison. Struggling to get above zero. Barely. We may not.
For those of us who were complaining last week about El Nino and how we had no snow, it was so warm this winter, you're welcome.
Prepare to get slapped. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Oh, you got away with the words. Last week we were getting smacked with something. Now we're getting slapped with something. Mother Nature is downright abusive at times. Thank you.
She is.
A great day. We'll chat tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Continuing our conversation here with Kristen Lyerly and Luke Mathers, and I mentioned that yesterday, or I went through all of the national holidays for today, International Thank You Day, Hot Toddy Day, Milk Day, kind of a hug day situation going on here. Yesterday, we missed it. So I just want to wish a belated Happy Houseplant Appreciation Day, Bittersweet Chocolate Day, Cut Your Energy Cost Day, Oysters Rockefeller Day, Save the Eagles Day, the animal, not the band, and take the Stairs Day as well.
Every day should be Take the Stairs Day.
It should be.
If you can.
Mm-hmm. Did I tell that story about when we had to say our goodbyes at the end of our 2 weeks together?
Can we have a little special music for when Pat says, "Did I tell that story?"
All right, I'll try to come up with something.
I love how we're building the airplane even as we fly it over here. But we're saying our goodbyes at the airport in Harlingen, Texas. And to get to the gates, it's a lot like the Dane County Airport. You've got to go up kind of a short escalator ride, you know, to get up to the boarding level. And he was the 4-year-old was so jazzed to go up the escalator. We come around the corner and the escalator's out of order. It's ripped apart. It's got the barricade in front of it and everything. There's a staircase right there. Very short staircase. The meltdown was epic that he could not get on that escalator. And, you know, we're trying to go because we're the ones who are leaving at the airport. They were staying behind for an extra day or so, or vice versa. And we thought we were going to get all weepy and everything. But that 4-year-old temper tantrum was just like, okay, kid. I just turned to my daughter like, Bye. And we're off. We did this with you. Now you get to do it with him. So congratulations.
Yeah, that's one of those things about parenting. Like, you think it's going to be one thing and then it turns into another thing. And all you can do is just roll with it.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, when Emily Cephalos is here coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have kind of borrowed a moniker, a label from Sarah Godlewski.
Yeah, we did. And she was pleased to let us borrow it.
And that's what I was getting at, is when people hear us talk about Women Win Wisconsin, that was the group and then the political action committee that she was putting together. But, you know, then a new opportunity came along. Sarah Godlewski is now our Secretary of State here in Wisconsin, so she's not as busy on, say, the political side. But Kristen, it seems like you and some other fabulous women around Wisconsin are ready to take up that banner and keep running with it.
Well, when you and I were tossing this idea around a few months ago, it just seemed logical to talk with Sarah about all the efforts that she had put into promoting women, mentoring women who wanted to run for office. We know that now we have 41% women in the state legislature, which is a record number. Only once before have we had this many women in the state legislature. But we also know that more than 41% of Wisconsinites are women. So we've got a long way to go here. And it's harder for women to run. We have a number of different barriers that we have to overcome. You know, when women look at leaders, they don't see themselves there. It's harder for us to raise money. It's harder for us in the context of our lives to find the time and the will to do this. So that's why we wanted to choose these leaders, to promote these leaders, to give them a chance to talk about why they wanted to run for office and what they will do once they're in that situation. And I'm really excited about what we're going to be doing here, Pat. I think this is groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm. There's something related coming out of the Twin Cities.
So glad you're talking about this.
The St. Paul City Council is now made up of 7 women. 6 of whom are women of color, I believe. And there was a soundbite. If I wish I'd have known we were going to be talking about this, but one of them had this amazing comment about how now, for the first time, when there are no white men on the council, suddenly to them, representation matters. And the crowd went wild.
Yeah, this is going to be great. I can't wait to see what they do. I can't wait to see what they prioritize. I'm actually going to St. Paul today on my way to work in Minnesota for the weekend. And I'm really excited to get my friends' take, who live in St. Paul, about where they think things are headed and what the future looks like.
The other thing of note here about these 7 women is that all of them are younger than 40.
Yeah.
So again, it's something I've said before that, you know, this first wave of Gen Z is really riding to the rescue in so many ways, where previous generations were a bit more, shall we say, apathetic about things. So I'm glad that you're encouraging this and looking forward to talking to Emily in a couple of minutes here. Here's a quick look at sports as we come up on 7:18. The Bucks are hosting the Boston Celtics tonight at 6:30, and you can catch Bucks basketball on several Civic Media stations, including News from the Center and Richland Center, Oshkosh Air Support, Lake Erin Amory, WRJN in Racine, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. The Badger men's basketball team needed to come from behind, but then beat Ohio State last night, 71-60. They, I believe, are the last undefeated team in the Big Ten at 4-0 right now. Meanwhile, the Marquette men's basketball team fell to Butler last night at the Fiserv Forum, 69-62. So a team that was once ranked number 7, now 11, probably going to tumble quite a bit in the next rankings. The Badger women lost at home to Northwestern last night, 74-69. We'll unpack more of the news coming up in just a bit. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Thursday morning, when you're here, you're up north, live from Lake Wasota on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back in a bit.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Or something. Thank you for the bangles. Darling, do you feel my heart
beating? We play that today because of whose birthday here? Vicki Peterson, lead guitarist for the Bangles, turns 66 years old today. Let's talk about voting for a moment, because there are a few different fronts, a few different news stories to talk about. One is disarray amongst Wisconsin Republicans about a proposal that would allow for something called Final Five voting and ranked choice voting. And again, Republicans can't agree one way or another on that. But then at the national level, you still have people trying to make changes to elections that would make it harder to vote under the guise of, you know, simplicity. And you're hearing that from all types. And Kristen, you noticed that from a Green Bay Packer of all places. And no, for once, we're not talking about Aaron Rodgers and right. spewing political such.
Although Aaron Rodgers did get kicked off the Pat McAfee show.
Yes, we talked about that. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Right after we talked about it on yesterday's show, the news came down. So,
like, come on. But then David Bakhtiari yesterday tweeted about elections in Argentina and why we couldn't do it that way. And I thought that that was very interesting, because he says things sometimes that are like a little edgy, but that was really wading kind of deep into political talk for David Bakhtiari.
But it also, as often happens, it when you're spouting off on something and you're trying to compare an apple to an orange, you know, one of the responses noted that, you know, Argentina has a population of 45 million. The U.S. has a population of 360 million. Argentina has a very centralized election system. The U.S. is as decentralized as it gets. There is no one election system. Every state runs its own. And in Wisconsin, 1,800 different clerks administer the election. So it's not like you can snap your fingers and make things happen. The only thing you can do in terms of snapping your fingers and making things happen is making it harder to vote. Mm-hmm. Which is what a lot of this is geared toward. You know, there's people that go, well, why can't we all just vote one time on election day and we wouldn't have to have all this other stuff? Well, good on you that you have the privilege that your job doesn't get in the way, or that bad weather doesn't get in the way, or family concerns don't get in the way. Because, again, voting, we always hear this, you know, voting is a responsibility. No, first and foremost, voting is a right. And mm-hmm. it's about not putting up barriers just because you can't win elections based on your ideas.
Right. So I appreciate that he put it out there, though, because he did it in kind of a like a questioning way. Like, yeah. Why can't we do this? And I know it's a conservative talking point, and he clearly isn't a learned scholar on this issue, but it invites a conversation. And that's what we need, is more conversations. Like, if people have questions about why are drop boxes good or bad, let's talk about the value of drop boxes and who uses them and who doesn't use them, and are they secure, and are they, you know, we need to have more of these conversations where we are questioning each other instead of just retreating to our corners and being fed these talking points.
And you know where we're seeing this in real time is within the Wisconsin Republican legislative caucuses, where they are at odds over proposals that, again, would give voters a little bit more choice, would also make sure that somebody who wins elections has a level of majority support, rather than getting somebody elected who gets, you know, 26% of the vote, you know, because there are all these multiple candidates. And so there are these proposals that would bring along, you know, what's called ranked choice voting or instant runoff voting, where you rank the candidates in order of preference. And then if the person that you listed first on your ballot happens to come in last in the balloting, they throw out that candidate's removed. Your second choice is then counted, so that eventually you've got it down to a candidate who gets a majority of support. Maybe not necessarily with your first choice, but at least it was your second or your third. You know, and you don't have to rank them all. If there's somebody you don't like, then you don't list them at all. Again, I'm not saying it's perfect, but you really heard, again, some Republicans saying the quiet part out loud about, you know, why would we allow this? Because in so many words, they would no longer have the minority rule that they have in Wisconsin.
It's really true. I like this idea because it takes away that primary effect that we have when you have the most conservative or the most liberal, the most extreme person in the primary winning because they are saying the most, you know, motivating thing. This is, I think, for a state like Wisconsin, where a lot of us vote for candidates based on who they are, not what party they belong to, I think for us, this would really change the outcome of our elections. And rarely do I agree with Ron Tussler, Republican from the Appleton area, but this is one area where I think we can find agreement. This is a very interesting an interesting process that I think we ought to consider.
And it does cross party lines. Not every Democrat favors this as well. And so it is getting a healthy discussion, you know, to put it mildly. And by the way, when I mentioned the final five voting, that's what would come first, is that you'd have a primary, and regardless of party, as many candidates as want to run can run. But then in that primary election, it's the final five that move on to the general election, where you would use this instant runoff voting or ranked choice voting. And so, again, you could have multiple candidates saying they want to run and not have to jump through the hoops of a party endorsement or anything like that. You go out and campaign, and if you're one of the top five, then you advance. Mm-hmm. And again, that's sure better than, you know, you just get these two votes or these two choices in November. Mm-hmm. Now you get five.
And that's one of the things that frustrates people the most. When you hear people saying what we need in this country is a third party, well, maybe what we need is a level ground for all the parties. When I talk to my friends who are libertarians, they never feel like they have a shot. But in a situation like this, they would have a shot. The winner would be the person who campaigns the most, who has the most appealing message. Party almost is taken out of the equation.
Yeah, I mean, look, it wouldn't kill the two-party system necessarily, but it would, again, kind of break that stranglehold. Mm-hmm. And you would find people more likely to come up with coalitions, for example, of among those five might be somebody that you would consider in other countries to be the Green Party candidate, for example. Others would take a decidedly, you know, pro-business approach, and maybe that works in their particular district. So again, if it's a great idea for anybody to be in contact with their state legislator, their state assembly rep, their state senator, let them know what you think. Let you know if you could also just try it out. Nothing's permanent. Like Alaska's mm-hmm. using it right now. And that doesn't mean they're going to keep it that way. You know, there's, again, many right ways to run an election, many wrong ways that reduce, you know, the voters' opportunity to cast their ballot. And with democracy as fragile as it is, we should be embracing anything that increases participation.
You bet. 100%.
If you want a little bit more in-depth dive, our friends over at Wisconsin Watch wrote up a piece about this in the legislature right now, and you can find that over at the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yes, you just only have to scroll down one or two stories in the news section, and you'll see that headline, Wisconsin GOP at odds over final five and ranked choice voting. Again, that's through Jack Kelly at Wisconsin Watch, so go find it over on the Civic Media website. All right. Now, again, we'll come back with Kristen and also Emily Cephos, Assembly candidate, is going to join us on our Women Win Wisconsin segment that we're starting on Thursdays here for you. Hey, remember, you can sign up for our newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Click newsletter in the top banner, and we'll keep you updated day by day on what's happening around Wisconsin. Back in a bit.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis faced off last night on CNN in the GOP's fifth presidential debate.
You would have no tax up to a certain point, and then it would just be a single rate.
Small businesses are the heartbeat of America. We need to prove it by making those tax cuts permanent.
Chris Christie suspended his campaign hours before the debate. CBS's Bob Costa.
Getting out now, he's giving Nikki Haley runway and anybody else runway to take on Donald Trump.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Here in Iowa, the Haley campaign believes Christie's exit is going to help her up in New Hampshire, where a recent poll suggests she's just single digits behind the former president.
Donald Trump's civil fraud trial goes to closing arguments in New York today. He was hoping to deliver his own remarks, but the judge nixed to that. Hunter Biden will be in an L.A. federal court today. He's expected to plead not guilty to tax charges stemming from his business dealings. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State health officials are urging pregnant women to get vaccinated after 580 children in Wisconsin aged 2 and younger have landed in the hospital with RSV. 3 of them died. New RSV vaccines are also recommended for adults 60 and older. They can be had at clinics and pharmacies. Doctors are urging people to get shots for flu and COVID, too. Wisconsin is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with wildlife. Experts fear things will get worse as more rural areas get developed.
Roads, fences, development, things like that are all types of fragmentation that decrease connectivity for wildlife to be able to move across the landscapes.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. The federal government is rolling out a pilot program. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.
We are keeping an eye on another winter storm system that'll have the potential to bring 4 to 5 to 6 or more inches of snow starting late tonight with strong wind gusts and blowing snow Friday into Saturday. Stay tuned for updates. Today will be cloudy, 29. Snow will start late tonight with a low of 14. Snow and wind tomorrow, 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Going to get to our Women Win Wisconsin segment with candidate Emily Cephalos in just a minute. Just a reminder as well that if you can't catch us live on the radio, catch us as a podcast. Go over to civicmedia.us and learn more. Or head to Apple, Spotify, all the usual places, and look for Up North News Radio. Kristen, we talked about in the last segment the way that these Thursdays now, these visits with you, are going to highlight some of the women who are leaders in their community, and we've had that kind of a visit with Emily Cephalos before from the Outagamie County area, but she's taking on some new duties as well since our last conversation.
Yeah, the last time we talked with Emily, it was part of our hometown health segment where we focused on some of the upstream things that affect our health. Now we're focusing on a different upstream thing that affects our health, which is political office. Who is in leadership? Who is making these decisions for us? And we think it needs to be more women. So to kick off our inaugural segment of Women Win Wisconsin, we asked Emily Cephalos to join us. Emily is running for Assembly District 56 in the Appleton Fox Valley area. And man, I couldn't be more excited to be hanging out with you this morning, Emily. Welcome.
I'm so excited to be back. Thanks for having me.
It's nice.
A great way to spend a Thursday.
Yeah. Look, one of the things that you caught on fairly quickly in this candidate business is the social media aspect. And I had to laugh in a complimentary way about your commitment to the game, your commitment to a bit. How the other day you had a different plan for your social media, and yet there you are rolling video, getting pelted with big fat snowflakes.
Snow day.
Yeah, never know. Day.
But, you know, getting your daily message out to the people that you would like to be your constituents, I think people appreciate that little slice of real life that you bring.
Yeah, I think too often it's like a canned, very unattainable and, it's just not able to connect with people. So that was my day. And I just wanted to make sure that people understand that, like, we're doing all of this kind of stuff, like, while raising a family or working a job, all that. So,
and that's one of the things that makes you such a compelling candidate, because you are not someone who sits in an ivory tower. You are someone who is out there taking care of your family, doing the work in your community. What was it that made you decide to take it to that next level and to actually run for elected office?
I think in a large part, it was having children, you know, bringing them into the world and feeling some sort of responsibility to leave it a little better, than it was when they entered it. I've said this before, but once you get into the political realm, whether it's federally or, you know, locally, and you realize, and you talk to community members that are adversely affected by things that are being passed or just sentiment from the political sphere, you can't turn it off. And so I'm able to run a campaign. I'm passionate about it. And I thought, why not me? This is not something that there's some sort of bar you have to reach as far as your age or your experience or anything like that. Like, if you have your best interests of your community at heart, and you speak with the people that are affected by what's going on, and you have, you know, like, you're holding that as part of your platform, like, there needs to be more of us that are stepping into that space. So I thought, it's his time.
It is time. It was time. And it was early. A lot of people haven't stepped up quite yet because they're waiting to see what's going to happen with the maps. You know, that's all we're going to learn more tomorrow and in the next couple of weeks. But you were so eager. You knew what you wanted to do that you threw your hat into the ring early.
I did. And I think I live outside of Appleton, like north of town. And so regardless of how maps shake out, I'm anticipating that I'll, you know, be in an area that is not represented by folks that are really holding paramount the priority that it is for, you know, to move us all forward. So regardless of where it ends up, like there needs to be more voices, in my opinion, like mine, in the legislature. And I, you know, like we're fighting an uphill battle in a lot of senses because a lot of these folks have been in for, you know, gerrymandered in for a decade or more. So I thought hitting the ground running, getting my name out there and beginning to connect with those community members, it can't hurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. And we've had a real problem up here in northeastern Wisconsin. We've got 23 seats on the ballot in the fall, the congressional seat and the state legislative seats. Only two of those seats are held by Democrats, two of 23. Mm-hmm. And in the last election cycle, a third of those seats went unchallenged. And I think a lot of the reason why is because people felt like, why would I put my name out there when I know that I can't win because the maps are unwinnable? Mm-hmm. But it's a totally new game this time around. And you embraced that early.
Yeah, I think that I stepped in regardless, like knowing that in the current makeup of the 56th, I am points behind anyone just because I have a D behind my name. But we're trying to do politics as unusual is what I'm calling it. And I'm really connecting again with people that are coming from both sides because there are so many shared values that we don't take the time to have conversations about. So I'm hopeful that people will find that compelling and that we are able to come to a consensus that will move us all forward. And then there's like the top of the ticket too. Like this is all so important. There's so much on the line federally. And so to have really good candidates stepping into spaces to leave, you know, like to challenge people and make them have to campaign to win. That's all going to be important too, not only for the legislative level, but also if we're looking at Senator Baldwin and President Biden too. So
as you bring that message out, what would you say are three of the top issues that you plan to focus on, even as you hear the concerns of your potential constituents?
Speaking from my personal experience and then what I've heard from other folks, the first is, and I'm going to apologize because I feel like I'm becoming a better politician in that I'm saying investing in our future is just one area. Like there's so many things that are connected to that. And that means funding public education. It means protecting our kids while they're at school from gun violence. And really thinking of our future in that. And it also involves the climate, right? Also democracy is on the line in a, you know, in a federal sense with what happened in 2020 and what we're looking at in 2024. But also here in Wisconsin, like you said, Dr. Lyerly, we're looking at new maps and that what has occurred here for the last 10 years is that one voice does not really equal one vote. And we've got to change that. So it's about like combating misinformation, reassuring the public that our elections are free and fair as they've always been and that our local clerks and volunteers are doing an incredible job. And also, I'm speaking like as a rare disease mom, like affordable and accessible healthcare, which includes reproductive healthcare, needs to be available for every Wisconsinite.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. As you know, the abortion issue is a huge issue in Wisconsin and across the country, but that's just really the tip of the iceberg for many people. Healthcare is not working for most of us. And, mm-hmm. you know, you just identified yourself as, and I'm going to get this, I hopefully get this term right, the mom of a child with a rare disease.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is what we talked about during our hometown health segment. We need more affordable, more accessible healthcare as consumers of healthcare, but as providers of healthcare, from my perspective, right. We need our healthcare system to support us as well and to make sure that we are able to help our patients make the decisions that they need to make within the context of their own lives. And that's one of the things that you're fighting for as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
There's also, as we talked to Governor Tony Evers earlier in the week here, looking back at 23 and looking ahead to 24, we didn't talk about a big range of issues. I just wanted to hear what was most important to him. And, you know, he offered up voluntarily the issue of affordable childcare. And, yes. You know, he didn't say in so many words, but we have said repeatedly how Republicans in the legislature have not only done nothing, they've done less than nothing. Their bills would make the situation worse. And lest they think that this is some kind of, you know, formula for political commercials concocted by progressives, I would urge them probably to knock on the same doors you're knocking on, where you hear these very real child care concerns from your neighbors in the Fox Valley.
Yep. I think I went to the committee hearing when they were debating child care accounts initially in the fall and listened to child care providers. And just the lack of understanding of the reverberations that, you know, like the crisis that we're facing will have on our working parents, our economy. Like, there's so many different facets. Like, childcare is infrastructure, and we need to invest in it so that we can continue to build the workforce, that we can entice parents to go back to work. Because if we don't have affordable and accessible childcare, what then we're facing, you know, like the worker shortage is real, and we are putting people in a position, especially women, to not return after having kids. You have to be able to hold both of those things in your hand at the same time. And it's when we're being led again, that's women running. We have an acute and real understanding of what it means to have, you know, like the opportunity to both have a family and a professional career. And I'm dedicating to bringing that to the forefront too.
When you're knocking on doors in the Fox Valley and you're talking with your future constituents, what are you hearing from them? What are the issues that they want you to know about?
I think childcare, definitely. I've got a lot of friends that are, you know, just huge defenders of our public schools. They're really concerned about that too. Our aging population is worried about infrastructure and just like investing in our communities outside of our city centers. And so we are really looking, you know, I'm looking to talk with more stakeholders that have been around for a long time and have that wisdom and that experience of like living out in Grand Chute, living in Greenville looks a lot different than it did 20 years ago. And so how do we support small businesses that have been there? How do we make sure that everyone is brought forward so that no one's feeling left behind?
And speaking of our aging population, you had a birthday.
Hey,
yesterday.
I resent that.
No, I'm talking about Emily. She just had a birthday.
Okay. No one's directing at you, Pat.
Jeez, Pat, you're a little sensitive right now.
A little bit. Hey, it's enough out of you. Yes, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, 37 is going to be a good year. I'm excited.
It's going to be a great year. And you're having a party to celebrate.
I am. I'm having a potluck. I'm trying not to be fundraiser centric all the time, although it does take money to win elections. But I am having a potluck tomorrow, and it's just a community event. I'm hoping it's the first of many where we can come together and just talk as neighbors and friends to really, you know, connect with one another and have those conversations so I can find out what the people in this area are feeling and how I can be helpful.
I shudder at the thought now of what they're telling you it will cost to run a legislative campaign. Because again, yeah, now when I first ran back in 2006 for state senate, and you may now laugh at the number because it's been that long ago, but when we heard back then, you know, to raise $200,000 to run a state senate campaign, again, that's not today's dollars, but you hear that back then, you go, I don't know about that, but you know, we did it, and plenty of other people have. It can be done, but these numbers are daunting, and that's where every donation, you know, from $5 to $500 is, you know, you appreciate. You write those thank you notes for a reason.
Exactly. Yeah. Shameless self plug, y'all. That in order to win, we need the cash flow. So feel free to head to my website. It's emily4wi.com. I'd love any amount you're able to spare. That would be incredible.
Mm-hmm. Dollars are really important, but engagement is important too. And for those folks out there who don't have the dollars to be able to pitch in, but they believe in you, they want to help out, what can they do to help you get elected?
Yeah, that's a great question. I like one of my friends that ran for state senate last time, Chris Elfheim, always says, like, give us your time, your talent, or your treasure. And treasure would be the financial part of it. But time, like, if you are able and willing in the area to be a part of knocking doors for us, I'm hitting them. I'm starting in 2 weeks. So that's the plan. So I will be out there. I would love to have you join me. And if you can share things on social media, really it's about getting my name out there. Again, like regardless of where I end up, I'm against people that are very entrenched and are very well known. And so as the challenger, I need your help to get the word out. So, you know, I'm on social media so that things can be shared, and I'm sending out emails so they can be shared as well. So anything you can do to mention my name, that would be incredible. I would love it.
And that's how you're going to learn more about the name of Emily Cephos, assembly candidate for District 56. Not only is she knocking on doors in that area, but also through social media. So take a look at what the videos that she's putting there. Emily, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you guys. This is incredible.
We will visit again soon. And when we come back, we'll talk about what else you can catch on the Civic Media Radio Network over this upcoming weekend. Back after this.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? Created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I love the bass in this piece.
It's a great bass.
It's so sticky.
The dance from Luke, not so much, but it's a great bass line. Tony Kay, the keyboard player and founding member of Supergroup Yes, turns 78 years old today. Aw, cripes. It's time to talk to Luke Mathers, our favorite ice road trucker, about what you can catch this weekend on Civic Media. That might include the Cripes cast.
It definitely includes the Cripes cast.
All right.
It absolutely, every Saturday and Sunday at noon, includes the Cripes cast, Charlie Barron's podcast, where he talks to people from and for the Midwest. And so, yeah, you can tune into the Cripes cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across the Civic Media Radio Network. You can also find it wherever you find your podcasts. But we got a number of things cooking this weekend, Pat, as we talked about earlier. Max Inc. going to have an excellent Milwaukee local band live in the Lair this Saturday night at 9 p.m. They are going to be joined by Blame It on Kane. So you can listen across the Civic Media app to Max Inc. That airs 6 p.m. to midnight live on Saturdays, and then a replay of it, a little bit of a rerun back on Sunday nights. But also on Sunday, across several Civic Media stations, Pat, we've got the Green and Golds getting a little extended season with a playoff berth going to the Dallas Cowboys for a wild
playoffs.
Game. Playoffs.
We're talking about playoffs?
We are talking about playoffs. And Jordan Love's first season as the starter for the Green and Gold playoffs.
One of the youngest teams
in history. Ever to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, we're pretty excited up here in Green Bay. So you know, like the way Green Bay people are excited, like we're wearing our clothes, we're drinking from our mugs, we're talking.
We're wearing our clothes. It's
all we have is Packer clothes up here, let's be honest.
During playoff time, I guess, apparently. Yep.
After that, it's a Lady Godiva situation, yes.
But you can listen to the Packers in Richland Center, in Racine and Kenosha, and in Park Falls on your local Civic Media station in those markets.
That's right. And then there's also the newest weeknight show, Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. That's an 8 to 10 joint, I believe. Yes, sir?
Yes, that is correct. Pete Schwabe broadcasting live from the WGBW studios up in Green Bay across the state of Wisconsin. You can tune in for all your entertainment and pop culture news. Dr. Lyerly's got the mug to go along with for the promo.
She's totally, yeah, okay.
I was on Pete's show last week.
Nice.
Yeah, actually, earlier this week, it was a blast. It's just really laid back. We talk about entertainment things. It's easy.
There's a form of bingo, not where you get five in a row, but where you fill up the entire bingo card. And now hearing that you've also been on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, can we put every Civic Media property on a bingo card? Because I think she's pretty close to covering every square.
She's already got one, honestly. Like, she's just she's cruising through. She has to have a list somewhere and just checking them off. I would assume it's a bingo card.
Yeah. Kripescast is pretty much the only thing I haven't been on yet.
Get on it, Barons. Let's go.
We'll have to send an email to their producers team and see what we can do about getting you booked there.
And Jim Santel's show, because you could have a doctor and a lawyer. That could be fun. Or Maggie.
There you go.
Maggie Don. Yeah. That could be fun. Doctor and a lawyer.
What are you now just officially calling out people who haven't put you on the air yet? I mean, we're kind of like your free space on the bingo.
I just show up, talking about whatever
time,
happens to be.
Come on.
There you go. We also, for you early risers, the Midwest Farm Report is now a fixture on the Civic Media stations in Amory, Hayward, Oshkosh, and Richland Center.
Yes, and so you can wake up, get all of your news. It's not just for farmers and individuals working in agriculture. It's for everybody, so you want to know what's going on in Wisconsin, you should tune into the Farm Report at 5 a.m. every weekday on those select Civic Media stations. And got a brand new show as well with Matt and Air on Air.
Yeah.
10 a.m. until noon with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach across the Civic Media Network. So lots of things cooking here. Like I told you, 2024, Pat, it's going to be an exciting year. You can't miss out on anything that we're doing here at Civic Media. So you can tune in at 10 for Jane.
And 11 for public service announcement with me.
Today's
on that
Thursday. Yeah, there we go.
Right. Sheesh. So much stuff. You know what? I'm going to promote the nap that I'm going to take after this. You guys just gonna,
I will also be on Matt and Air on air today, filling in for Greg in his absence. So
that's right.
It'll be a great time.
Oh, we're going to talk about some spicy things, Luke. Are you
all
ready?
I will try to get ready between now and then.
Now I feel obligated to be one of the callers now, just to come in and keep the whole gang together. Yeah,
we can talk about your prostate. We can talk about whatever you want. Little blue pills.
We could talk about the weather. We could talk about whether Christmas decorations have come down.
No, public cervix announcement is about health things you otherwise don't hear talked about. And it's an opportunity for callers to call in anonymously if they like and ask a question that maybe has been lingering in the back of their mind. And we talk about it in medical terms.
That's awesome.
But also it's kind of funny. We make it funny.
Somehow you just have a way. So back to my question to Mr. Mathers about the Christmas decorations. Let it go, Doc. Come on.
Sorry.
Seriously, let it go.
Luke,
holiday decorations, quickly.
They're coming. They're already down, except the Christmas lights. So the Christmas lights on the outside of the house, they stay up until, you know, there's not snow up there that I would have to venture through to be able to remove those. But we've decided that with week 18 of the NFL is a new aspect. It's second season that we're doing that. Scott Hansen says goodbye on Red Zone, which is a family favorite of our household on Sundays. So we watch Red Zone with Scott Hansen on the NFL Network. And so we can watch all the touchdowns for the NFL. And when he says goodbye for the season, because he doesn't do the playoffs, we say goodbye to the Christmas decorations. So they are all gone. Oh. The tree was taken out, put onto the curb. So when we put away Scott Hansen for the year, we also put away Christmas decorations for the year.
Please save this clip and email it directly to the NFL Network after this. I just know Scott Hansen will be so flattered, touched, disturbed. He'll be so disturbed that this is what somebody does.
Wait, have you taken all of yours down?
What's that?
Have you taken all of yours down? Do you have a set time and schedule?
I was going to say, we're now at the point where we just don't put them up like we used to. I look at that, 18-foot, extension ladder and go, yeah, that was fun to do in my 30s. Not so much now. So, and we end up going now to our daughters are grown and gone. Instead of them coming to Chippewa Falls in the middle of winter, you know, we all go someplace else like we just did.
I have green spotlights outside of my house, so I just took down every other one and put a yellow spotlight in. So I'm all ready for the playoffs.
You
green
are
and gold,
so
baby.
Ready. All right. You guys have a great day. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride today.
Absolutely.
Luke, for pinch hitting for Greg. Kristen, we'll hear from you a little bit later.
Always a blast.
Matt and Air on Air. All right.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks to all of you for joining us as well. Tomorrow, Dan Schumacher, Mark Jacob, Brittany's Forecast, and more on Up North News Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great Thursday.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Peter Rapine joins us once again.
City Bums World, we had our holiday party last night.
You scheduled this holiday party for your company, just thinking it was a cool little bar.
Yeah, so we find that we're in the middle of a singles mixer. Some guy stops me, hands me a card with someone's name on it and a phone number, which was flattering. And then he also handed me a joint, and I accepted both.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief.